Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Thursday, September 10th, 2020. Today's episode, Court Vision, will encapsulate the areas of ball handling, variables, options, foresight, hindsight, and derivatives, and how they comprise the makeup of court vision. Ball handling, our initiating subject of sub area of court vision in the game of basketball in today's episode is more detrimental and imperative to the game and how the game's players are measured and how the facet itself is predicated upon the skill and talent level of the individual athlete. The three subcategories of ball handling that we'll give an ear to: open court, half court, and full court are the three subject areas of subcategory which make and comprise the genre of offense for mostly perimeter players: open court, the point guard, or the two guard, are responsible for that area of play. Open court ball handling has more depth in the skill talent area that requires full full attention and full effort for the reasoning of its position on the play area. In the open court, a ball handler could lose control of the possession and be aware of a defensive score off of a turnover in the open court, or the open court ball handler could be the direct response for breaking a press or pushing the ball up in a possession and becoming efficient with the possession as the ball leaves the open court. Coming into half court sets where ball handlers have ball handling responsibilities in the half court set, where and how, if not meticulous of its skill and drill, the warrant of turnover is more so ever present than the open court. Reason being, there's half the area of play to use possessionally. Full court ball handling, end to end, baseline to baseline, 60 feet is the epitome of ball handling. How many of us have seen a player grab a rebound and go coast to coast and score? How many of us have seen an athlete grab a rebound, go full court, and must reset into half court set? How many of us have seen a athlete grab a rebound, kick it out to the outlet for the outlet to go full court and score? Or the ball handler at the outlet go full court, become halted and reset? Those variables in court vision, ball handling, become one of three of the sub-area categories which I visit today of dexterity, accuracy, and peripheral. Variables in court visions, dexterity, are either a player has ambidextrous ability, or monodexterous ability. The ambidextrous player, by nature, outvarieties the monodexterous athlete, makes accuracy a variable which, in court vision, easier for the ambidextrous athlete. The accuracy of the ambidextrous athlete in court vision becomes much easier in honing and perfecting the dexterity of the ambidextrous athlete. the accuracy of the dexterous athlete, whether he in the ambi or monarchics. Has all to do with the court vision and the variables in seeing and being visually a tour of the variable in ball handling. Which is why peripherals, the variable of periphery and court vision go hand in hand. In that variable, ball handlers in the open court, half court, or full court have options. Those variables of peripheral dexterity and accuracy either become visibly inept and inept of the validity of a non-option. And I say that to say there is always an option available in court vision for athletes who have court vision. Options like the subcategories of pass and passing the rock. Those options are bounce pass, chest pass, or alley-oop. Court vision not only has its options of passing, but the option of penetrating or pulling up. But the three pertinent options in court vision: bounce pass, which we deliver most often so in the half court set for accuracy to be a variable in the court vision that the vision of the athlete suffice on the bounce in the half court set, in the half court situation. The chest pass, which is more so used in open court situations and possessions, for the reasons of expedience and the reasons of attack. A pass can be delivered more quick from its chest unto the chest of another individual in an open court set or an open court possession. Alley-oops. Alley-oops are the vice and device option in court vision for full court ball handlers, where the unit on the court takes their lane after rebound, initiates continuity, and begins a full court break. More so than none, the defenders are going to get back. And in continuity possession of the option in full court, there is no limit to spacing in the Z-plane. The Z-planer, when I say the Z-planer, it is the environment and atmosphere of space, which is why the options of the alley-oop in full court is more so the gear and direction of a ball handler who has wings in the full court possession, that the Z-planer be limitless unto area and space to deliver the pass. Foresight in court vision. Foresight itself, and its three sub-area categories: directive, subjugate, anticipatory, all have definitive existence in court vision. Foresight directives, such as calling a play, getting a rebound, resetting, calling another play for a mismatch on the offensive end. That is the directive. The subjugate of the foresight in court vision is as such, where the offense begins its initial entry onto its offense and is blown a foul or a dead ball, a personal foul, or a team foul, and must warrant a side out or a out of bounds on the baseline, and must be re-entered into possession. Now, the foresight of the inbounds would be the subjugate of the reset and its need to be re-entered. Free throws, subjugates, dead balls, subjugates, team files, subjugates, personal files, subjugates, court vision in that foresight is needed to avoid the jam and getting the whistle called. Anticipatories and foresight, timings on the offense, eye-to-eye contact, foresights, the anticipatories of that foresight, possessionals which are required to have timing and unity on the court and the unit on the court for they all be on the same planar visually, anticipatorily making the move which need be made in a possession. Hindsight and court vision not only deals or is subject to the guards or the perimeter players, the hindsight sub-area categories which we are looking onto are trailers, vice, and extenders. How guards and perimeter players use hindsight and implement hindsight into the trailers, vice, and extenders of the offense. The trailers may inbound the ball and trail the play. Hindsight would have the ball handler initiate the offense with the trailer as the outlet, outset valve in its hindsight. But the initial vice of the ball handler in its hindsight is the trailer's a rebounder. Extenders in hindsight are used visually now for unraveled plays that go awry, plays on the brink of turnovers, and plays that just go dead in its continuity are extended with hindsight visions and court efficacy of what are rebounds. Rebounds and resets to extend the plays of the perimeter player's hindsight as a court vision. Those derivatives, ball movement, rebounders, and runners, are all created through hindsight and court vision. The derivative of ball movement builds defensive thought lapses on the defense is what we're saying. The derivatives, the ball movement, and those thought lapses of defense, all created through court vision for the perimeter players who swing the ball in ball movement and put the ball in parts of play area where ball movement can be the derivative to getting an open shot. Rebounders are derivatives of missed attempts of those open shots. Those rebounders must have court vision also, for they are battling in the paint and with the eye off of the ball, off of the timing of the stroke and attempt of a miss. The rebounder must visually see the ball off the rim to create the timing it needs to attain the rebound. That derivative itself is an extender of hindsight in a post player, where court vision also ultimately is the game of games for runners, where the hindsight of a trailer becomes the absolute derivative of the runner. The vision it takes for that trailer to become a rebounder in that derivative of the runner is acuminely honed in its possessional advance unto the rim and bucket. We've come to the end of episode Court Vision here today, Thursday, September 10th, 2020, and how ball handling variables, options, foresight, hindsight, and derivatives comprise its makeup in court vision. I'd like to leave you with this thought. As the good book says, have one iron hinder me, cut it off and use the other. Variables of court vision are just the same. You get plucked in one eye, don't get plucked in the other. Sarah from basketball, Twiggy Tweed, signing off. 1-to-1 all day, all night. May your play be your way.